Charles, what kind of a mess are we getting into now on this one?
Well, you know, it may be less of a mess than you actually think.
Tell me why, in your opinion.
Well, I'm kind of skeptical about what's going on because the mainstream media, better known as MSM, has jumped so hardly on this bandwagon. The only argument that I've ever been able to capture out of their nature on this is that this is an Arab company, the Dubai firm, mm-hmm. that is intending to go in and take over management of six of the major ports here. And, you know, my problem is that as an investigative journalist, when I go in and do a story on a company that I find of dubious value, the very first thing I do is try to get some documentation, not necessarily on its point of origin, but on who its business partners are, its trading practices, its past history.
Absolutely.
And as you well know, for example, Hutchison Whampoa, the current leaser of both ends of the Panama Canal, attempted to come in and get the port of Long Beach.
And that was under Clinton's administration.
Right. And when we went through those, both the Panama Canal issue as well as the Long Beach issue, we reviewed Hutchison Whampoa, its owner, the business practices, the characteristics of the company, and discovered, lo and behold, that, sure, the company is based in China, but it also had very close ties to the Chinese military. In fact, more than just very close ties, they were actually in business with the Chinese military. They were a facilitator. They actually hired, say, military attachés, for example, the Hutchison Whampoa manager in Panama turned out to be the former military attaché. 21% of the money that went for the Panama deal came from a company called China Resources, which had teamed up with Hutchison Whampoa. China Resources is actually owned and operated by the Chinese Military Intelligence Department. The owner of Hutchison Whampoa, Li Ka-shing, has consistently helped the Chinese military obtain advanced technology, facilitated their efforts to expand into the West. You know, I have documented circumstances where Li Ka-shing helped provide financing for the Chinese military to obtain a Hughes satellite, things like that. So once we went back through what Hutchison Whampoa was, who owned it, how they operated, we were able to point back and say, okay, these guys are really close to the PLA, and we can prove it in documentation. They're in business with the Chinese Army, and not only did I write it up, but folks like the RAND Corporation wrote that up.
Now, when Carter basically handed over the Panama Canal, did we know, for example, that Chinese companies would be taking over the ends of the canal?
No. But what we did know was that the Panamanians would be making the decision as to who should or should not bid and make the process for the leasing and operations on these ports and facilities. In short, we were trusting the Panamanian government to make the right decision as to who should and should not run it.
Who probably got bought off.
Probably is sort of an underestimation.
I was being nice.
You were being very kind. There was a lot of money floating around, and the American companies essentially decided to withdraw from the bidding because they knew they could not compete under our current law here in the United States, which forbids us paying bribes in order to obtain contracts.
What about this situation, Charles, with DP World? I mean, is it possible that there's been a lot of money flowing to get this thing done and approved? I mean, we can't prove it. We can't name names. But, I mean, it's strange. I mean, why would this company run by the United Arab Emirates, primarily Dubai, why would they want control of six ports and then the rest of whatever this British company controls across the world? Why would they want it, first of all? Is there that much money in it? And then do they grease the palms of people in order to get this stuff approved?
The answer is yes and perhaps yes. I can't say. I'm already in my process of investigating them and their management, ownership, etc. Yeah, there's a lot of money in this, and it's a very competitive market. Obviously, they have bought out a British firm, and that is what has brought them to our shoreline. The flip side of this is that at least at this point, and this is both from the business end as well as from the security end, I have yet to run into any major questions revolving around their operations around the world, their companies, their business associations. You know, I don't see anyone from Al-Qaeda sitting on their board. I don't see any money flowing from them to the Taliban.
But would you?
It's a possibility. That's something that needs to be investigated if it hasn't already. You know, there's two points here. The United Arab Emirates is actually a very close ally of the United States, militarily speaking. We actually have sold to them some of the most advanced military equipment available. In fact, fighter jets even more advanced than we're selling to our own U.S. Air Force.
Do you think this deal could affect our military relationship with the United Arab Emirates?
It's possible. They are certainly going, watching with great interest as to how we are going to deal with this. If we reject the offer simply because they are an Arab company without any real backing, I am certain that there will be a backlash. The UAE has not only provided us with air bases and naval port facilities in the war with Iraq as well as with Afghanistan, they have also provided us with exclusive control of facilities for the Global Hawk unmanned aerial vehicle, which has been patrolling the skies not only over Iraq, but again, Afghanistan. I mean, these guys have worked not only very closely with us, they've bent over backwards, even made themselves a target in order to help us out. And of course, I still have my own skepticism from the point of view that this could become a Saudi type affair where we're at, although we may be dealing with legitimate government entities at one end, are we creating more enemies within their own nation who are opposed to us, radicals? I would like to see a definitive answer in the area of, who are the board, who are the ownership, who are the management, and their management history. Mm-hmm. I want to see those kinds of answers come out.